welcome to July's Student Composer Showcase here on VPR Classical, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online composition mentoring program. I'm Kari Anderson. This month, we'll meet Jacob Dennison, an 11th grader from Troy, Vermont. Jacob's love of music first came from a slightly unlikely source.
I kind of grew to love music through video games, and then it evolved to pop, then it evolved to more intricate music. I have always sort of liked classical music.
So did you like to play video games and then you got into the music, or would you just listen to the video game soundtracks? Do you like the sound, the moods that they made?
I would play the game too. Sometimes I would sit and listen to the music, especially on older consoles. There's some sort of charm to it. Like, I remember one day I was just playing a Mario game and there was a waterfall, and I kept running back and forth because the waterfall kept moving through the speakers, and I thought that was so cool, and I don't know why.
So I just read your program note to Winter Walk, and it seemed like there's a certain interactivity with the world around you, like you're describing this walk and the different things you sense as you go. And that reminds me very much of your video game story, of sort of going through and almost perceiving that world through sounds as well.
As a kid, I would always like pretend that life is a video game, just because I thought it was more fun that way, because I loved video games, and sometimes I would have like background music in my head. There are more games now, and I like games where you kind of set your own objective, and so I feel like that's kind of what life is. So it's still a game for me, but one of the more fun and complex ones.
And so how does that relate to music then, this sort of choose-your-own-adventure ethos?
Like the song I composed, Winter Walk, you would expect a song about walking through like the woods in winter to be sort of relaxing and like sort of peaceful. My song isn't really that peaceful at all. The way I sort of see it is, instead of just having everything as a backdrop, I'm sort of part of it. All the rushing rivers and the wind blowing, the snow falling down. It's not like it was just all laid out for me. I'm actually part of it myself.
Do you have any particular favorite topics to write about or around?
I like writing about things that people don't typically write about. I get into specific like scenarios or emotions. Well, of course, when people listen to music, they make it to what they feel like it was written about. A lot of times a musician wouldn't say, oh, this song is about happiness when I got a birthday present or something. You kind of have to figure it out yourself.
Do you like breaking the mold in your music? Is that something you set out to do, or does it just come in service of the piece you're trying to write?
I definitely like breaking the mold. Sometimes when I start, I don't try to break the mold, but then I end up breaking it anyway. One of these days, I want to write sheet music, and I want the notation to be completely undefined, and then just give it to the player and say, here, try to read this. And like give it to different people, see what different things they do.
Your music teacher is a composer as well. Is it nice to have another composer around to share stuff?
Yeah, it's good to talk to another composer. It's like a different viewpoint almost other than my own, because I can't just focus on my own viewpoint all the time. It inspires me and helps me to be more sort of creative and helps me expand my musical brain.
Well, is there anything that you would really want people to know about your music or your musical philosophy?
The way I try to make music is I want it to sound good, but I want it to be artistic in a way. Really, music, it isn't limited at all. You can do whatever you want with it. And if you think it's music, then it is. That's the beautiful thing, is you can do whatever you want. People are going to tell you can't do it, but they're not right.